Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and have a beautiful day here in Mount Shasta, California. It's very nice. So here we go. We're going to have a wonderful time here for healing. We have a co-sponsor on here, Annika. So Annika, are you there?
Yeah, I'm good. It's great to be on and feeling all the good energies from the call yesterday.
And oh, there were lots great. Of yeah, comments. Yeah, that entity clearing was quite something.
Yeah, it really was. And there's some comments on the fast chat about that, too. So some people were saying that, I think that was Sylvia and Rob, and the kids saying that 99% of invisible pressuring and thoughts and feelings are gone. So that sounds good.
Oh, yes, that sounds very good. Yeah, what happens is that these entities come into us, and they give us thoughts and actions of our body. So they're like controlling us against our will. And as we have more of these clearings done, everybody's finding out how deeply they are ingrained inside of us and how they really control our life. And just talking about having them cause addictions, it's so much more than that. They connect to our body organs. I mean, it's just really strange to see how people have responded, feeling themselves get lighter and lighter. And so these are just not the ones that normally, you know, would be, you know, trying to look out of your eyes during the process of them not being here. It's just the ones that are inside of your body, moving around in your body, holding space in your body, and then having that consciousness of who they are come forward sometime in your life or as something gets triggered in you. So you could be having a great day. Maybe you go out and somebody looks at you funny, and that energizes that energy in your body someplace, and all of a sudden you may have 100 entities coming up giving you these awful thoughts about what this person did when they looked at you funny. And you go, man, you know, where's this coming from? Maybe they might get into an argument or something or whatever. So they're all in you trying to express their life. And I shouldn't use the word trying because they actually are expressing their life through you. So you start wondering, after doing all these calls that I've done, who are the people that you really talk to? You know, where is you? So back to you, Sylvia. I mean, excuse me, Annika.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that, too, and I was getting an email from Karen, and I know she's been wondering, and I'm sure a lot of people have been wondering, how can we carry so much? We carry ET parasites and entities, and how can they kind of fit in us? Maybe you can explain some of that, Ron.
Yeah, I just wish I knew how, you know, all I know that the poor body here, I don't know what to say about it. It's quite an organism to be able to have all this stuff with it. I mean, it's just incredible about what it has to go through to live on this planet just to survive. And, you know, plus what you go through from day to day, not realizing what's actually inside of you, having your poor body do other things than what it really doesn't want to do. So it's quite something. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I was just reading somebody, that's Sylvia and Rob again, saying Disney showed me that a ghost occupies an entire body. So I don't know what that, yeah, maybe Sylvia can elaborate more of that. But I know it's like, it's still confusing to me how so much can occupy our bodies, you know. But I sure felt the clearing, and I was an absentee myself, so I could feel it throughout the day anyway. It's quite amazing, and what a benefit today. I see it in my whole family, actually, today.
Yeah, once you start realizing what these things do to us, you know, you can have a lot more discernment and also compassion for everybody around you, knowing that who you're really talking to is the body, but not the person, you know, moving the mouth and the ears and looking out of the eyes all the time. You know, you're just used to the body, and this is how some people may feel betrayed by a friend of theirs or something, because who's in the body at that time, which you recognize as a friend, is not really that same person. You know, you're just seeing like a changeling, you know. You're seeing somebody that you thought you knew, or maybe you knew 5 minutes earlier, and now there's somebody else communicating with you with the same body. And this can get very confusing if you figure that out. This is probably what a lot of people who are really on their spiritual path want to be home bodies, you know. They don't want to go and connect with other people because they don't want to get slimed or have the negativity come into their lives. Or while you go to a secluded, you know, mountain cave to live or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you did some interesting removals, too. With Mike was commenting on the healing of the ears, and I know you removed something from our eyes, some kind of film that was part of the clearing yesterday. And
yes, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to get more of your spirit with you. So the whole reason why we do these clearings is not just to get rid of these things, it's to have your spirit more inside of your body. This is what this show's about, is to have you become more fully connected to your own spirit. So if you look at it, then your spirit has to work through all of these different energies and the alien mind control energies to us and in the entities here and your ancestral body-hopping entities and other life forms. I mean, you know, how do you ever get connected to your spirit? You know, it's quite something. And then what comes to mind, you know, on TV quite a while ago, some of the older people remember this here, you have the cartoon, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost. So what were they trying to tell us? To bring forth a ghost, you know, on a cartoon series, you know, they're, you know, reinforcing that ghosts are okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. Media
does a lot of things that are controlling. So I won't get into that too much. You know, why don't they say about, you know, your own spirit or something in place of talking about entities and things that come into your body. So just from that, people might think they want to call in a friendly ghost, bringing more entities to you. So, Annika, what should we do today?
Yeah, what shall we do? I was wondering a little bit about the online clearings that you have of the entities. When you mentioned that, I mean, there's part of it that we put in for our spirit and we put in for our body. And would we really know the difference? I mean, I know you said we should clear everything for both. Is that really what you think we should do?
I would do that because, remember, your spirit mimics takes on the same energy vibration that you are. And remember, it has to have a physical form. So your spirit actually will look like you. This is why when people maybe get a picture, you know, we see TV programs now about ghost hunters and different things like this, and they get a picture of this life form, it looks like the person. And you go, wow, that's quite interesting, you know. But so the ghost does take on the exact body type, body style, body appearance, and with clothing, of what the person was wearing sometime during their life. I don't know if it's exactly chosen upon the dying process or not, but the entity does have full recall of that life. So they can pick a certain time to come in. Maybe they liked being a certain age, and they'll appear at that certain age. And this is how people normally see them. Or they might find one, you know, that looks kind of mean looking, and it's maybe because it's older, maybe it's a grumpy person. And a lot of times they come into houses and they'll stay there, and then as you maybe try to sell your house, you know, the vibration is so low or maybe so bad that people who come into your house say, man, I don't want to go there because that house doesn't feel right to me. Well, it's the ghost not wanting probably you to leave, number one. And number two, it could say, man, I want to claim my territory here. And it'll chase out the people that are looking to buy the house. Maybe it doesn't like them at all. Maybe there's other entities, ghosts inside of the people's bodies that maybe it had a past life with that it just hates. So it'll get them to stay away from the house. You know, that happens too, along with your own physical awareness of maybe your hair standing up on end when you walk into a place and go, man, this has bad vibrations, I got to leave. So many things can happen. This is why you want to have house clearings, and I do that also. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Annika.
Sure.
I better do the mind loop.
Maybe you can talk about mind loop one and two and the differences between those two clearings. And possibly new clearing, too. You know, the cell memory clearing is online now.
Yeah, so you just noticed I did do a mind loop, which means that I repeated a phrase that I said earlier that I made a mistake on. So it's just something that's running, and everybody has this. And so you end up repeating the same phrase, or you're not completely 100% conscious, and maybe that last phrase that you had is now recycling over and over again, and you happen to repeat it. Sometimes you notice that, in fact, I noticed it greatly when I went to a store in New York and I went to buy something and I had to ask a gentleman there, a person who was in the aisles who worked for the store, where a certain thing was. And he helped me out and I get the piece that I needed. And he says, something like, thank you, come again, drive safely. So I thought, oh, that's great, very nice gentleman. So 5 minutes later, I wanted to buy another piece. Same aisle, he's there putting some stock away, and I ask him where it is, and he shows me, and then I pick it up. Exact same thing comes out of his mouth. It's like just as if he was a mannequin, and I push the button, and exact tone of voice, same phrase. I mean, I had almost to a double take that this guy was actually a physical person talking, because it was the exact same phrase. But the same voice. It's just like you had a tape recorder on a continuous loop. I just turned the button to turn it on. So the mind loop one clearing, I'll do a sample for you. And I'll go back 10 days for everybody. And what you're going to notice is that if you have any repeating patterns that you might be dealing with, it could be speech, could be thought patterns. We call it the mind loop clearing. And this is very good. It could also be for people who somehow can't get their point across. And they have to go on, instead of talking headlines, they talk in paragraphs, okay? So if you're that type of person who possibly, talks in paragraphs because your mind doesn't know how to get right down to the point, then this clearing might also work for you. So I want you to sample this and just see how you feel after it. You know how your own behavior is. Here we go. So this is the Mind Loop 1 clearing, and this is a whole life clearing. It's $5 times your age. We start from the current time in your life right now. So say if you're age 25, then it would be $125. So here we go. And days ago, cleared. 9 days, cleared. 8 days, cleared. 7 days, cleared. 6 days ago, cleared. 5 days, a lot of energy 5 days ago for somebody out there. 4 days ago, cleared. I'm yawning. 3 days ago, cleared. That's probably basically Friday, maybe Thursday, Friday. Okay, somebody has some mind looping conditions here. Okay, might even be somebody who went out to have party night on Friday night or something, live for the weekend. Maybe they got drunk or something. 2 days ago, cleared because the pattern came in. We live for the weekend. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. So, I'll do that one over again. Some people need some extra help. So I'll do 10 days for you, another 10. So going back 20 days, wow, this is pretty heavy. Oh, I feel some hard stuff too. So here we go. 20 days ago cleared, 19 cleared, 18 cleared, 17 cleared, 16 cleared, 15 cleared, 14 cleared, 13 cleared, 12 cleared, and 11 days cleared. Okay, I just see some comments on the fast chat, and if you'd like to call in today, you can. I'd like to have some phone calls coming in, and just see how you're feeling now. Think about a situation that you dealt with that maybe you had to continuously do. Remember, you do this every day of your life. You get up, you have the same routine. You probably squeeze the toothpaste tube the same way every day, put the toothpaste back along with your toothbrush. You may take a shower a certain way, so it actually keeps you in a program, and this allows you to kind of get out of that, and this is what it does. It gives you some freedom, gets rid of the mind-controlling process that you're stuck in, the mind-looping. This is why we call it mind-looping, because you keep repeating the same patterns. So how do you feel, Annika?
Yeah, I feel that really strongly. I've been feeling things much more lately too, and I was not in my own home for the last 10 days. So I don't know. Maybe I could definitely feel the difference when I am not here, and particularly where I was is a group of people that are very religious. So I don't know how much that influences me, even though I was clearing every day, and of course I did what I could. But I did go online. You know, I did particularly dark side practitioner clearing every day, and it was incredibly heavy for my whole family, and I was amazed. You know how much it was for my kids and my husband as well, you know, not just for me, but I feel it really strongly for them, too.
So the dark side practitioners, in case people are wondering about that term, you might just think, oh, this is only for somebody who's maybe in a house with no lights in it, you know, and they're dark and they have a couple candles going and they do their spells on people. Well, this is anybody. Anybody is a dark side practitioner if they give you mind thoughts. So I believe what I hear Annika saying is that she went to a different location, and the people were very, very religious. So naturally, they're going to try to maybe influence her or family, maybe verbally, or if not just mentally, maybe thinking bad thoughts because they're not a particular religion that they are. And so right away, that falls under, you know, the heading of dark side practitioners because they're actually giving her family, you know, bad Scoobies just by being there, thinking about them, and judging them. Remember, when you judge something, this is how it happens. You send out energy cords to people, and the dark side practitioner clearing that's online will help you with that. And she has the unlimited, so she can go on there whenever she chooses to clean these energies away. And you don't even have to know who they are. You could have somebody who you run off on the freeway, you know, cut them off or something, and they see your face. Well, they can connect to you instantly, anytime. Maybe they might feel pretty good about the situation. Then maybe they might have a few beers and they start doing their spells on you or thinking bad thoughts because all of a sudden they become unconscious a little bit. But the energy connection is still there. So the dark side practitioner, I think everybody needs. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I can say that I definitely need that one over and over again. You know, it's one of those that I do over and over again. It's definitely one I would recommend strongly. I see some comments here about how much some people could feel the mind loop clearing. Ren was commenting and also asking, is mental clearing recommended before mind loop clearing?
The mental is for the whole lifetime, too. It's a different clearing. The mental is like taking your computer's operating system and getting rid of all the bugs and viruses out of it and putting it back to original state, in a sense. So the mind loop one is for patterns that you're continuously repeating. So what I would say, typically I always do the mental first, but I would say that's not written in stone. But normally I do the emotional, mental, and sensory clearings first. That's for your self-empowerment. Where the mind looping one is good, but it may only pertain to what you're dealing with right now, and it won't go into the past. I do go back through all the years, but it's more specific on repeating patterns. Where the other clearing, which is the mental clearing, clears away a lot of stuff that's not related to that. Will the mental clearing do the mind looping? No, it does not. Back to you,
Olga. If the mind loop clearing helps with patterns, could it be helping us with, you know, putting down things and forgetting where they are, or running around looking for the same things over and over?
Yes, because that could be a pattern of you maybe losing something first of all, okay? And so the first pattern is that you're going to sabotage yourself and lose something. And then from there, you know, you're looking for it. So you actually probably have two patterns running. You have a pattern to self-sabotage yourself. And then the second pattern is maybe wasting your time doing what you're doing to try to find something. And that can be very frustrating. So, yeah, I would say that would cover that very easily.
Mm-hmm. And mind loop clearing, too, is that just going more deeper into it? would you say?
The mind loop two is what you've experienced when you popped out of your mother and the dark side connected the mind energy to your body and to your consciousness. So this is a little different, but it's very good too. I'll do a sample of that. I'll go back 20 days. This is 20 days before, after you were born, okay, going back to, when you came out, day number one, or moment number one, we'll say, okay, when you just came out of your mother. So here we go. Oh, boy. See how this is going to work. A lot of energy. So they're changing life, being doctors now. Okay, they're ready. Got to release some energy here. Oh, boy. Ugh. So 20 days old, cleared, 19 cleared, 18 cleared, 17 cleared. Man, there's a lot of stuff there, a lot of pain. 16 cleared, 15 cleared, 14 cleared, 13 cleared, 12 cleared, 11 cleared, and 10 days cleared. So you may want to just maybe shake your body a little bit, because this is probably pretty traumatic stuff. Okay, here we go. 9 days cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared. Oh, man, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, and the first day that you were on the earth here with your body cleared. Okie doke. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, that's great. I've been doing that one too, and it feels really, really good. Oh, gosh. I have this, actually, there's a good question on here too. Yoni was asking, what's the best clearing for attention deficit disorder?
Boy, that's a good one. I don't know. There's somebody that I do. The mind loop might cover part of that, mind loop number one. Everybody's a little different on the amount of energies that they need to have cleared off. I would just take my list of services and kind of look at it and just see what your body is resonating to. Now, what I will state and say is that when you first look at it, it may seem like you need everything, which is probably true. But aside from that, I look at it, and once you get a couple of them done, then what's popping out at you may actually have a healing done to it, like during the emotional clearing. So as you start moving further with these clearings, a lot of these that you may feel that you need for the very first time will start to slowly fade away because they're already being handled by the clearings. So even though you're doing an emotional clearing at first, that will cover traumas. So if you think about having a lot of traumas in your life, that one might just do that for you. I do have a trauma clearing, though, but some people, after they have the emotional one, that goes away. So, it's hard to say how and what you actually need. But the mind looping is for somebody who, keeps recycling stuff over and over again. As far as maybe not being too conscious or having your mind switch from one thing to the next, that might help that out also. It might be a program in you. Remember, what you're dealing with is programs. And you want to deprogram these alien implants, these alien devices in you, so that you're able to, live a better life. This is what it's all about. Remember, these programs are extraterrestrial. And we just had different names on them to make them sound human. These are all extraterrestrial energies that have invaded your body, preventing you from having the ascension time and keeping you here stuck on the earth plane through the forced reincarnation cycles. And when you have the clearings, then you have more space in your body for your spirit. And with that, then your spirit can help you. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Your spirit is very powerful, but that has to go through a lot of stuff to finally come forward in you or for you to even find your own spirit. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and it's great. Somebody here well, getting back to Sylvia Robb's kids in Toronto, about all of the mind clearing really works. It really does help, and I can also definitely say that. And you have a great new one on called Cell Memory Clearing, Ron. Maybe you can talk of that one.
That one's brand new. I did that one, I think, last Friday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Time goes by very quickly for me here. I'll do that as a sample. Last time it was very, very heavy. So this is how your cells in your body kind of connect and communicate to each other. Remember, every cell has mind energy to it. It has a consciousness. So whether you look at it as the mind of your spirit or light, because the cells are created by the light, so you can see it as a positive thing, but they get infiltrated by the darkness. And so this is what's happened to your heart center, is that your heart has a mind, your spirit has a mind, which could be the same thing. We'll just keep it very, very simple here. So in your heart center resides your spirit, and you have the consciousness of the divine energy, which is non-judgment, that resides with you. And that was what your spirit carries. And so because it's created from the source energy of the light, so does every cell in your body. But what happens is the darkness comes in and mimics all of that, clones it, and presents that to people, and then everything kind of goes askew because now you're living in darkness versus living in the light. So all of your cells are connected to the darkness the same way as your own consciousness. So we go to our head to get into the darkness, doing darkness thoughts, or being connected to mass consciousness, collective consciousness, universal mind. These are all dark negative alien implants that go off on us and the alien communication to us. So here we go. We're going to do a clearing of that for the cells. So this is like the mind of the cells getting some of the toxicity, we'll call it, off of them so that they can communicate. And this we call the cellular mind clearing. Here we go. So I'll go back 10 days. Get another set of light beam doctors here. There's quite a few that work with me, so they have to change different teams as we come forth here. Here we go. They're ready. 10 days ago cleared. Holy cow. Oh, boy. Oh. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today is cleared. I'll do that over again for everybody. So you may feel your body become energized because these negative imprints of the darkness is now being taken off of your cells. So you may wonder why you're sick. Well, hello. You have darkness coatings, imprinting DNA codes on your cells full of darkness. You want to get it off. Here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, I'll do it one more time, because like a lot of you are actually experiencing this healing. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 again is a big one. 7 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Five days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, I'll do a sample now of the mental clearing, okay? That was brought up earlier a little bit by myself, because we're doing mind energies just like today. So this is a mental clearing. I'll go back 10 days. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, and now I see why I had five. I have to do five a bunch of times here. That was very, very heavy. So we're clearing 5 days ago. Some of you out there probably had a lot of traumas. Just count back on the calendar for 5 days, and you can see what that happened to you. Okay, there we go. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That's the different types of clearings. We had the mind loop, and we had the cellular mind clearing, or just your body cells, and we have the mental clearing. And then we did also the mind number two clearing, which is your presence here coming into the earth plane. Remember, you're in love energy from your mother's spirit and your own spirit, and you just brought in here, and lo and behold, you're in the darkness. I think we heard a beep. Somebody come online?
Yeah, I heard that too.
We have a caller out there?
Hello?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I was thinking there was a good question raised over the eight-hour entity removal this Sunday. I was explaining that you advocate bringing your spirit energy out into your body, and other people may go to a psychic who says, oh, well, bring in the Christ light, the yellow, and I think it was the yellow and the white Christ light into your crown chakra. And I was trying to explain that I understood it as we're never supposed to bring energy in, we bring it out from within ourselves, from within our own spirit. And then the question was raised, well, what about the CLS energy? They bring energy into our bodies. And so I thought maybe you could talk about that and explain how that's different.
Okay, very good question. Thank you, Ed.
Sure.
So what happens is that when you go to a practitioner, and I guess even myself being a practitioner, I use that term loosely, I think, but aside from that, when you go to somebody, the first thing that you want to do is always connect with your heart center to see if you're going to the right person. As I mentioned, I'm many programs here, and so I'll just state it again. And always go to your heart to see it, because your spirit will never allow you to have dark energy come into you. Now, the next question would be, what makes a CLS different? Because we are bringing energies to you versus Sally Jones out there in Arizona doing healings, okay? The difference is that the CLS created your spirit. And with that, and as you check with your own spirit, you'll find that to be true, because this is creation energy, not mind energy. And so the creation energy will always help you, where the mind energy is the darkness. So I hope I answered that. It's kind of a brief explanation, but the light ship is here only every 2,000 years, and the light ship came here in 2005. So what I can say is that anybody doing healings before 2005 was not using the energy from the light ship. And also, Ed mentioned the Christ light, Christ consciousness. That's just letters that make up words. That is not the divine energy working with you. So nothing was ever brought to this planet from when Jesus died, okay, when he left here, to 2005. And so nothing was on this planet doing energy work for you. It was all up to your spirit as you connect inside of yourself. And this is what has happened, is that a lot of practitioners have been using energies that are not, say, divine energies. And they can work because the darkness, remember, created itself and mimicked the light to betray you. So this is probably how I can answer the question. Hopefully it's answered enough for everybody. But what I will say is always go to your heart center and just see if who you're going to is fine. If you don't get the answer in your heart, you have to, when you think a thought, if it's not out of your chest cavity, in your heart center there, if it's in your head, you're not connected. I get a lot of people say, well, I'm heart-centered, you know, and I get my information. I go, well, where is it? They go, well, I get it between my ears. Well, that means that you're not heart-centered. You may say that you're heart-centered. Remember, words are very powerful, and people can think that they are, but they're not. Until you drop down into your heart and have that connection to where your spirit can actually talk to you, you're not going to know the truth. And so this is what this show is all about, is to connect you to your spirit so that you do understand the truth. So you and your own truth will be valid for everybody. But the energies will not ever from your spirit be communicated to someone else typically, because everybody has free will, free choice. So your spirit, or if you attempt to channel, say, one of the archangels or something, will never tell. People do angel readings, for instance. That's another thing. The energy from your heart will never tell anyone else what to do. They may be able to give some kind of advice, but typically they're not going to do anything that's going to be more beneficial than your own spirit. So you want to be very careful on readings, because once somebody starts to tell you about a reading, about doing this, doing that, like bringing in, the Christ light energy, the yellow light into your crown chakra or something like that, that is all energy outside of yourself. You already have it in you. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. So the energy that's in your heart center is all that you need for your own particular walk of life here on this planet and your own communication within yourself. It's never outside of yourself. So when you start bringing stuff to you outside of yourself, it's more than likely going to be the darkness energy cloned as the light. And this is why you always must go to your heart and make sure that your thoughts are in your heart center, so you do have that communication openly between you and your spirit. If it's in your head, you're going to be getting false information. And just by saying that you got it from your heart doesn't mean so. Remember, the darkness can fool you a lot, too. They can tell you that you're there. And you may say, I got my guidance today. My guidance did this to me. Well, where did it come from? Your spirit normally will never talk to you. The light never promotes itself. You have to go inside and ask. And this is also in the Bible, something about knock and the door will be opened. Okay, you have to go in to your heart center to get the information, because you have free choice here. You know, in the light, you always have free choice. Light will never tell you what to do. So if you want to ask, the best thing for you, then drop down to your heart center. But the light, like I said, never promotes itself. You're never going to see it out there on a billboard. It's all within inside of yourself. The light ship is here now for a short time at the end of ascension. When the light ship leaves, then at that point, it'll be another 2,000-year cycle for the whole universe that was created by the light. And the light ship then will come forth with its divine teachings again, like it's doing right now, 2,000 years from now, and like it has done previously for every 2,000-year cycle. So, hope that answered the question there. Annika, back to you.
Okay. Online. Yeah, thank you for that, and thank you, Ed, for calling. And there's a few comments on the fast chat about how specific do we have to be? Heal 101 is asking, how specific do we have to be when we're asking to remove something, let's say, if we have too much candida growing inside us? I mean, it's a human parasite in a way. So I was wondering, could we use the human parasite removal of the ET page
for
that?
I would do that, yes. Everything that you're dealing with on this earth plane is brought here by the extraterrestrials, okay? So these are all alien life forms, alien programs that we're running in our bodies, using in our bodies. Remember, the light would not give you the life that you have here. You know, everybody that I've ever talked to, unless they're completely unconscious, are going to tell you that, I had a rough day last week, I really don't want to be here on this planet. Well, why are they saying that? It's because of the negativity and the darkness here and the lack of love. On planets where there's complete love, then it's all free choice, free will, and you do what you choose to do, and you're not controlled by anything. Here you're controlled completely. Everything is a controlling energy, and that was brought here by the aliens, and the aliens are still in control of it, and it's up to you to break away, to get into your heart center, to get your own particular information, but never bring anything to yourself outside of yourself. Always go to your heart center. So as far as having a physical problem, yeah, I would say get that clearing. The clearing would, definitely help you. Look at the energies. When I start working with people, what you want to first do is heal your spirit, because your spirit is so underpowered now. In the day of Jesus, there wasn't that much electronic media slash mind control here, and transmissions of energies electronically. There was ET energies being transmitted here electronically, okay? But overall, we didn't have, cell phones and CD players and, radios and stuff that people had walking around 2,000 years ago. And so it was much easier then in the time of Jesus to do healings. That's why you know, he said, your faith will heal you. You know, well, yeah, you know, the faith back then was a lot different than what it is now. And the healings back then were so much easier to do. Now there's so much in the way of it, plus all the mind control patterns that was brought forth through the technology of the ETs that brought us these things. Remember, people think that they have inventions coming into their head and they do something and all of a sudden they create something. Well, that's all extraterrestrial energies coming to you. And so there's no such thing as divine intervention. Just scratch that word out of your mind, out of your vocabulary, because the divine does not do intervention. The light ship does it once every 2,000 years for a short amount of time. But aside from that, people will talk about divine intervention. That's just the darkness, the light of the darkness that, you know, created light that people pray to in churches. That energy has been here for a long time, you know. And if you just look at what the churches have done as far as killing people or religions, it's very, very sad. And the light would never have to have any of its own life forms destroyed by someone else's free will. It doesn't work that way. So what you want to do is first probably do the clearings to get the stuff out of you. And you might look at it first. It's $30 a month to get these life forms out, at least to help you out some way. And do that first, because you could have something inside of you that triggered with the program. Remember, we're like a computer. You want to, you know, go into your programs and get rid of what's causing candida or whatever else you have, and just put that in. You can also go to the water activation page and get water activation. You can use one of the boxes there to type in what you want to use there and do some water charging. Have the light ship help you. And this is all heart-based energy. You know, and if you're a little leery about what I'm saying, you know, first time listening, go to your heart. This is what I tell people. When I go out on the circuit there and talk to people, they always bring up the fact, well, what makes you so right? I go, well, did you ask your heart? You know? They go, well, is this pendant any good for me to buy? Well, I already bought it. Is this any good? I go, well, you know, you spent $300. Is it good? They go, well, can you tell me? I go, well, what does your heart say? What does your spirit say? You know, always do that first. This is what I tell people continuously. If you don't go to your heart, you're lost. You know, remember, this is what Jesus taught. The kingdom is within, and you have to go there. You have to actually connect to it. So back to you, Annika. I hope that answered the question there.
Yeah, I think that was really helpful. The clearings that you have so many, and there's so much there to that can help us in so many different ways. And I know that you have, you know, the infection body, the mind of the body clearing, and then also somebody was mentioning your, I think it was Kimberly before, about the detox clearing. Now, could that perhaps help as well if you feel like you need more and you want to continue? For detoxing.
Yeah, first do what you think you need, okay? So whatever thing stands out, you know, you first want to do the emotional clearing, because that clears away so much of your stuff that you're dealing with in this lifetime. This is all emotionally based traumas that you're dealing with. You first get that area cleaned out of you, and now you can have a much better perspective on your life of what needs to be done next. And like I said, what we have on there is the session for self-empowerment, okay? So that's what I'd recommend doing first. It's initial empowerment session. So if you're interested in what to do first, that's what I recommend doing. It's emotional, mental, sensory. You get the master 4-in-1 set. Parallel lives are very good to get off of you. Then also the magnetic body. That's interesting. I'll do a sample for that in a minute here. And then you also want to get the planets off of you. The planets are a really big one. You know, this is why you're being controlled, too, because the planets, you know, thousands of them are transmitting energies to you. This is why you have a natal chart. Hello, how do you have free will, free choice when you have a natal chart that describes your whole life for you? I mean, it's very obvious that you don't have free will with a natal chart. I mean, I think if you talk to a second grader, they'd say, yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. So that's a no-brainer, but most people just don't get it. They think it's their karma. Well, that's what it is. It's the dark side setting you up to have karma, because you're trapped here. So I'll do a sample of that here. This is a very nice clearing. We'll get some of the planets off of you. We'll take 10 planets. Remember, there's thousands of these, so this is like a drop in the bucket. But it will help you. Whatever you do will help. So here we go. First planet released, second released. Think of a physical problem that you're dealing with. Third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and number 10 released. So you may feel energies changing in your body. Once you have this clearing, nothing should really affect you. People talk about Pluto being in retrograde or, you know, there's a bad moon rising, you know, creating clear water. You know, hello, you know, of course, you know, the moon's very powerful on people. Well, once you have the clearing, the moon won't even interfere with you any longer because you're out of that that energy, you know. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, when people have been doing DNA attunements and that sort of thing, sorry, my
very bad.
My throat again. Yeah, could the dark side practitioner be the best, one of the best ones for that? I mean, that's what I use, and I was just...
Yep, so the dark side practitioner is for anybody who doesn't like you, who's thinking bad thoughts about you, and then from there it can go into people doing actual physical, you know, Santeria or spells of witchcraft, you know, eating chickens, killing chickens, biting their, you know, heads off with your mouth, and all this stuff, you know, it's awful. You know, drinking the blood of goats. Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And this is what they do. There's people in other countries who have their own lifestyle. This is what they live on. This is how they get paid to do spells on people. So you may have somebody over here, maybe in the States, who knows somebody, and maybe you pay them, you know, a couple $1,000 to get this person out of your life. So they take that $2,000, maybe the practitioner, maybe they use some candles, something to use in your house. Maybe some special water or something, whatever, who knows. And then from there, they find somebody else. Maybe they pay them a couple $100. And then from there, that $200 now gets distributed out, maybe over in Africa or some other country doing all this stuff. Maybe they get a dollar out of that money. And they're contracted to work doing spells on you for a month. So all of a sudden, you wonder, gee, I'm getting hit with all this energy. What's going on with me? You know, I don't know. I just dealt with a lady who was talking with and doing a clearing with her a few days ago. And the bottom line was, what came out of her mouth when I was talking with her is the fact that she says, yeah, I just can't get away from my boyfriend. I just keep thinking about him all the time. And I go, well, you probably have been hit with spells. And the more she thought about it, the more she thought, yeah, that could be true because everybody who does a reading on me says, I have to be with this person. Remember, where's your free choice? So they're seeing the spells on her, just not going deep enough. And she herself is mesmerized, and she can't get away from this person. Doesn't really. And the guy's abusive, and he goes out with other women. So if you're a woman listening, you're going to know that that's not a good thing to do, to be in a relationship with somebody who's cheating on you, but she can't get away. So what's happening? And he's also Eastern Indian, okay? So, from there, remember, they have a lot of deities over there, okay? So I won't go too much further into that aspect. But, so for her, she has these spells put on her to stay with this gentleman. And so I told her to get on the dark side practitioner clearing so she can get her life freed up. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and also on the ET parasite removal page, how you have... that we can put in the websites that we've been to and even names if we can't of, you know, the website.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes people have been hit, I'll use the word hit, under psychic attack from websites that they go on to. Maybe you're, you know, looking out of curiosity. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. You know, how many more lives do you have? You know, a cat has 9 lives, we'll say, right? Maybe you're on number 7 getting close. You know, so you're out checking all these websites out for information, and, you know, all of a sudden after being on one for a while, maybe your computer crashes, maybe you just start feeling kind of ill after a couple of weeks. Well, it's because you got hooked up to the darkness. Maybe some ETs around there, maybe you're searching for a particular name of ET, and you wanted to read about them. Well, once you got onto that site, they know about that, and they connect you and abduct you and do everything else to you. So aside from that, you can go onto the website, creationlightship.com, go into alien attacks, and just go there and check the pages out. There's a lot of information there as far as what you can do. And it's only $30 a month. Go on there. It'll save your life. So back to you, Annika. Our time is kind of running down. We got a few minutes left here.
Yeah. Here, 101 was also mentioning about ADD and OCD and doing that for a child or maybe somebody with autism, doing that for a child on the ET Parasite page, not necessarily needing to go through you, but could that help somebody?
Well,
for a child?
It's really hard to say, okay? Everybody has something wrong with them, okay?
Yeah.
And so bottom line is go on there, ask your spirit what's needed, and do it. You know, I don't, you know, with anything with the mind, with problems, yeah, you want to do things probably related to the mind. You know, those people typically have a problem with consciousness. You know, people talk to me about, you know, the last group of quote-unquote special children here. Now we have the crystal children, so to speak. Then they had the other ones before that.
Indigo.
Indigo, right. And so a lot of the indigo kids that people have seen are, they have a hard time living here, and they kind of rebel a lot. Well, that's just different mind controlling implants going off in them.
Mm.
So everything, remember, is mind. And so how do you want to approach your healing with the mind? Because it's all mind energy being transmitted to you, whether it's an implant, and it all comes from the ETs. So I would first get on and do the ET clearings. Just go in there, spend the $30, and from there, you know, be dedicated. Go on it, you know, 2-3 hours a day if you can. And know this is your lifeline. And go in there and just start clearing this stuff out. You know, put the time into it, because the light ship will take these things away from you. And the nice benefit is that if they take out one of the energy pools or an ET race that has interfered with your free will, then everybody else that they connected with and are doing the same thing to, they're eliminated also. Now they're freed up. And this is the only way people are going to be able to do this here. So, you know, you got to be very discerning, and also, you know, ask your spirit. You know, I'm never going to twist anybody's arm to go onto the website to do a healing. You know, that's against your free will. But ask your spirit. Your spirit will help you out.
Mm. So, yeah, a comment here from someone, and I can't remember, but Joni was saying she commands her spirit to do so much more, thanks to what you're talking about, Ron.
Yep, that's very good. And remember, I just read something today somewhere, and I said, if you're reading this here, you've been divinely guided to come here or something, you know? Like, oh, boy. Another one of those New Age things, you know. That necessarily isn't true, you know. So, you know, don't go by that. That means the mind control is there to take you over, you know. You're guided to be here. You know, you have free choice, free will. And the only way you're going to get that is to go to your spirit and find out, you know, what you really need to do right now, this present moment. And everything changes moment by moment. So at least get the clearings done so you can have more of your spirit empowered inside of you. This is the whole process, is to get your spirit into your body for your own self-empowerment. And the more clearings that you do, the more you can become more conscious and have more of your spirit resonating in love inside of you. This is what this whole program is about, is to have spirit consciousness. This is for ascension. This is what you need. And that's basically it. That's about all that I can really talk about. This is, every show is the same thing to me, just in maybe a different way, like in the time of Jesus, the different parables that he was talking about. Maybe each one of these shows is slightly different. I find a lot of people who finally talk to me, you know, they may listen to the show maybe you know, half a dozen to 10 times, and they finally start to catch on. Remember, you have to work through your own belief system. It's very hard to change people's beliefs, because you lived with the beliefs for your whole lifetime. But once you start realizing some truth in it, and you start actually becoming active, because you have to become active, just thinking about it's not going to do any good at all. Then you're in the mind. You need to get active to do the healings to make yourself better. And this is the whole process, is to go in and find out what you need, what has to be done. And that's the whole thing about this show. Each show, to me, like I said, is the same thing. It's the same information. And it's all here about healing yourself. and not going outside of yourself to bring in some dark side energy to you. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and thank you, Annika, for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
I'll be back in New York. I'll be at the Yoga Raw Food Expo at the end of this month, the last weekend. And I'll also be having on the 23rd of this month, I'll be at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center. They're having a psychic fair there if you're in Manhattan. I'll be doing aura photographies and also having a workshop that evening. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you're back on the East Coast, I hope to see all of you at the expo. So blessings. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Good night.